This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. One of President Trump's key campaign promises was to slow the flow of some people coming into this country as immigrants or refugees. For example, he wants to build a continuous border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The cost and feasibility of this wall are being hotly debated, and a wall could also have unintended consequences affecting the non-human traffic that crosses that border. Reporter Maya Springhawk Rubnett spent time in the Sonoran Desert. It's a vast expanse of sand, occasional cacti, and cloudless skies that straddles the state of Sonora in Mexico and the southern border of Arizona.
The border region is one of the most diverse wildlife areas in the nation, with about 600 different kinds of animals. But you wouldn't know it standing out here. It's quiet in the desert. There are all sorts of hidden species out here, staying in the shadows, keeping to the brush, from Gila monsters to coyotes to bark scorpions. The loudest animal sound you might hear is the braying of a burro. But like the other desert wildlife, they're skittish of people. So to meet one of these donkeys, I had to head to the outskirts of Yuma, Arizona. Laura Merrill adopts burros as pets.
Do people ever give you funny looks?
When I walk my donkey? Yeah.
When Merrill takes one burro, Sugar, out of the pen, Sunny, the brown one with the white legs, is left behind. Sunny starts whining and then begins running back and forth along the gate. She's looking for a way out to get to her companion. That behavior is indicative of what wildlife experts say happens when animals encounter a barrier. They don't know how to get around it. That's why the proposed uninterrupted concrete wall along the U.S.-Mexico border worries conservationists so much. Being cut off from other animals, food, and water leads to problems. In one case reported by the Sierra Club, a cougar crossed the U.S.-Mexico border before a section of the wall was erected. A male cougar's territory can be dozens of miles wide, so when the wall went up, its habitat was abruptly cut in half. Near Douglas, Arizona, on a foggy morning, I'm standing with three ranchers at the border. Shoulder-high metal sculptures, called a Normandy barrier, cut through the landscape of blue mountains, greenery, and beige land. It's made from posts that look like railroad tracks set in X shapes. It allows most animals through, but it keeps vehicles out and keeps cattle in. 81-year-old Warner Glenn puts his hand on the metal and looks out past the international boundary.
If you jump over this barrier, the first step you'd be still in the U.S., but from then on you'd be in Mexico.
Glenn and his daughter, Kelly Glenn Kimbrough, own the land on the American side. The ranch has been in the family for more than six decades. They're Trump supporters, but...
We don't want a wall. It isn't going to stop 10 people. We saw a funny thing at Walmart in Douglas right after Trump was elected. My daughter and I saw a truck with Sonora license plates going to Mexico with 12 ladders on it. And we were like, oh my gosh, this man's going into business.
Kimbrough says once the wall goes up, he'll be selling those ladders to people in Mexico who want to go over the wall into the U.S. People can climb or tunnel under barriers, but most animals won't be able to dig under the kind of deep foundation needed for a concrete wall. Fifth-generation rancher Bill McDonald heads a group of Douglas rancher conservationists. And he says they're concerned that the proposal for an impenetrable concrete wall, which President Donald Trump has said could be as high as 40 feet tall, will block natural migration corridors.
There's no question about it. There's a big difference between a barrier that has gaps in it that allows wildlife to go through and one that doesn't. I mean, some of them can, you know, fly over it, but if they don't have wings, they're not going to get over this.
Even some animals with wings won't be able to cross. The pygmy owl, an endangered bird small enough to sit in your palm, typically doesn't fly higher than 15 feet. This isn't a new concern for conservationists. In addition to mountains, sand dunes, and other natural barriers along the Arizona border, about 300 of the 375 miles of Arizona's border already has some man-made barrier on it. Wildlife experts say a continuous wall would be even worse. When an animal is injured or struggling near the border, it's often a volunteer like biology professor Cecilia Vigil who comes to the rescue.
This bird was brought in with symptoms of poisoning.
Vigil is caring for a red-tailed hawk at Arizona Western College. People trying to cross the border disrupt habitats and leave behind all sorts of animal hazards, including trash and plastic water bottles. Vahil says she may end up with more animals who need help if President Trump's plan turns into a concrete wall.
You put those walls up and they can't cross pollinate. They can't pass those genes and mix them up. Once you lose that biodiversity, it affects the population in very devastating ways.
She's talking about fragmentation. That's a disruption where animal groups are split, making it difficult for them to find water or food where they used to. Finding a mate outside your family group gets harder too. Displaced animals can begin to inbreed, and that weakens the population. To get a different read on the situation, I met up with Brian Strom, a U.S. Border Patrol agent in the Yuma sector. The agency works to stop illegal immigrants and terrorists from entering the country. But Strom says agents look out for animals, too. He doesn't think the current barriers do any harm.
Do I think that we stop wildlife from migrating back and forth from the United States to Mexico? No, I don't. Where there's a will, there's a way. And where we've done environmental impact studies, the right fence is in the right place to allow that to happen.
24 or more environmental laws were waived to put up the existing walls, barriers, and fences. And wildlife watchers like Dan Millis with the Sierra Club in Tucson want more rigorous studies.
For the Border Patrol to say that where there's a will, there's a way is really emblematic of how people respond to the wall, not wildlife. Mountain lions don't throw ropes over the wall. Deer are not able to construct a ladder and go over the wall.
Officials with the U.S. Border Patrol and the Game and Fish Department say they expect to have a say in the construction of any new barrier on the border. And the people I spoke with seem pretty confident it won't be a solid, uninterrupted concrete wall. So until it's set in stone, or cement, the animals of the border, for the most part, remain binational citizens. For The Pulse, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.